people began to see what was going on. Jesus was being made known, and he was fulfilling what the prophets would say that the Messiah himself would do. But it wasn't really only to the world, but to each person, that the epiphanies are made known in life. Any moment that happens to us, you know, is a type of epiphany. Think of a conversion, if you will, in your life, when suddenly it all makes sense. That is a type of epiphany that Jesus is made manifest to you. It's rather ironic, if you will, that we learn that those individual moments, that it is not about us individually, that we learn finally that it's far beyond us. It's about God, about someone greater, Jesus Christ. So then what is the vehicle for us? How then does it happen? Those moments where these breakthroughs happen, these epiphany moments, I'm sure there are many, but for us as Catholics, there is one very public way that this is done. One way in particular. On Christmas Day in 1886, at the age of 18, a young man named Paul Caudel, having lost his faith, found himself face to face with an inescapable reality, something that would change his life forever. He had found God. Guess what was the vehicle for him finding God? He had happened to be wandering about and was drawn for some reason into Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris while they were singing Christmas messages. The beauty of music with building and everything converted him on the spot.
Sums it all up, comes in the last line of the Gospel today.
says,